Steve Slotvik had captained the Alaska Ranger for 2.5 years until shortly before the ship sank last month. His testimony before a Marine Board of Investigation in Seattle Friday morning was eagerly anticipated. That's because several witnesses have suggested that an incident during his time on the Ranger might hold an important clue into why the ship sank in the Bering Sea on Easter morning. One crew member testified earlier in the week that Slotvik had left the ship in early March because of an argument with Fishmaster Satoshi Kono, one of the 5 men who was lost when the Ranger went down. Several crew members have said in interviews with the media that the 2 men clashed over Kono's attempts to drive the boat at dangerous speeds through sea ice north of Dutch Harbor. That might have been illegal, depending on the circumstance, and could have damaged the ship's hull. The crew members said that Kono had more influence than Slotvik did with the ship's owner, Fishing Company of Alaska, and Slotvik either quit or was fired because of the argument. Slotvik is still employed by that company. He told the Marine Board Friday that he had argued in the past with Kono about driving through sea ice, among other things, but he said he didn't remember that argument taking place, much less prompting him to leave the ship. Those statements were met with visible skepticism from the investigators, who grilled Slotvik harder than they had any other witness, especially after he made inconsistent statements about alcohol use on the Ranger. One Coast Guard officer went as far as to ask Slotvik under oath if he had winked at the Fishing Company of Alaska's attorney during a key moment in his testimony, something that both the captain and the lawyer strongly denied. Slotvik left the hearing immediately after his testimony, and presiding members of the Marine Board declined to comment on the confrontational interview, citing official procedure. In Seattle, I'm Charles Homans.